This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado State Patrol sent word that troopers and local law enforcement in Route, Moffett, and Grand counties will be doing a DUI enforcement operation today. They plan to increase enforcement of all driving violations. And CSP sends a reminder, always wear your seatbelt, never get behind the wheel drunk or high. Colorado Department of Transportation also says to expect a heavy influx of drivers on Colorado roads during the holidays, especially on the I-70 Mountain Corridor. Funeral services have been announced for Irvin and Arloa Gerber of Craig. A visitation for family and friends is from 4 to 6 today at Grant Mortuary. Funeral services are at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Moffett County High School Auditorium. The burial will follow at Craig Cemetery. The Gerbers died as a result of a crash on Highway 40 on December 5th. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Moffett County Cattlewomen and Junior Livestock Sale Foundation. Rock Creek Volunteer Fire Department Chief Britta Horn has been honored by United States Congressman Joe Neguse as the Volunteer of the Year for the 2nd Congressional District. It's for her role in securing a $1.3 million grant for recruitment for rural fire departments. The Yule log, it was found Thursday afternoon.
I'm Josh Fowler, and this is...
I'm Abby Iberg.
Yeah, we found the Yule log.
We found it.
2024, baby.
Yeah.
Iberg and Fowler found the Yule log leaning up against the Fly Gulch Schoolhouse behind Strawberry Park Elementary School. There's a lot going on this weekend. Yappa Valley Foods at 35 11th Street in Steamboat Springs is hosting a holiday market from 1 to 4 today and tomorrow. These are local products from the Valley, many of which are from ranchers. Santa is making a stop at Victory Motors in Craig from 3 to 5 today and then 10 to noon on Saturday. A holiday craft party is from 3 to 5 today at the Hayden Center. It's for kids ages 12 to 18. On Saturday, the holiday balloon glows at the base of Steamboat Resort at 5:30. Holidays in the Rockies Craft Show is at the Depot Arts Center, and you can tour the Polar Caboose. West Route Fire is driving Santa around neighborhoods in Hayden starting at 4 o'clock. Ski and skate with Santa at Yampa River State Park just west of Hayden. That's at 6 o'clock. Meet the Grinch. He'll be doing some shopping at the Lift Up Thrift Store from 11 to 4. Yampa's Christmas celebration is from 2 to 4 Saturday with sledding on Paddy's Hill, barbecue and biscuits in the Yampa Garage, then cookies, cocoa, and Santa at Crossins Town Hall. That's from 4 to 6. Sunday, a very Perry holiday musical sing-along is from 3 to 5 Sunday afternoon. Get your tickets at Perry Mansfield.org. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be visiting neighborhoods in Steamboat Springs on a big red fire truck starting at 5:15 Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings. In sports, Annabelle Ayad with Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club has qualified for the Junior World Championships in Moguls. That's in Kazakhstan early next month. Ski competitions continue at House and Hill today and Saturday with the Rocky Mountain Nordic Junior National Qualifiers and the Murphy Roberts Holiday Classic. The Steamboat Sailors hockey team, they're on the road today and tomorrow with some games in Colorado Springs. In basketball, the Sailor girls are away tonight with a game against Golden, and they play Fort Lupton Saturday. The boys are at home at 6 o'clock tonight against Centaurus. You can listen to that game on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and watch through the Steamboat Radio YouTube page on our website. Hayden Tigers play in the Winter Basketball Showcase in Windsor. Sirocco's also on the road. The Moffett County Boys and Girls Wrestling teams and Steamboat Sailors are competing in the Warrior Classic in Grand Junction. Hayden wrestlers are in Fruita Monument. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.